Yeah, I mean, you definitely, it's something that, you know, doesn't come around very often. You know, and I definitely appreciate this one as much as any. You know, there's nothing like the first one, and I truly believe that. But, you know, I'm definitely very appreciative of the time and of, you know, of what it is. You know, it's a great time for, you know, everybody around Major League Baseball to get together and, you know, play a game. It's always fun. You know, my family enjoys it, and I enjoy having my family there with me.
It seems strange to hear your name mentioned with Billy Pierce, Mark Burley, in terms of, you know, all-star appearances out of the starting rotation for the White Sox.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, those are things that I don't really try not to pay too much attention to, but, you know, I like to think I'm doing something right when I'm in the same sentence with those guys.
When you're in these rooms, how special is it? I know you talked about the first one, but how special is it, and does it ever change? Does it ever get old as you go through 3, 4, now 5 of them?
No, definitely not. I mean, the excitement's still there. I mean, the anticipation, everything leading up to it is it's all the same. You know, even on the playing field. So, like I said, it's a great time to spend with my family, and I've always enjoyed it. You know, bringing my son out there for Home Run Derby, having my dad there. You know, my father-in-law gets such a thrill out of it as well. So, you know, my sister's going to be able to make it up this time again too. So it's, like I said, you know, it's almost like a little mini vacation with a couple of days of baseball mixed in. So, you know, I've always loved it.
What's your favorite memory, especially from the first game?
Oh, man. It might sound kind of weird, but I love the Home Run Derby. I've always have. I'm a pitcher, so I guess, you know, so we like to hit, so that's something I've always, even when I was younger, I watched it, you know, with my dad, and you know, just being able to spend that time with my father, you know, growing up, you know, playing baseball with him in the backyard, and you know, he put more time and effort than I did, honestly. So being able to spend that with him, and, you know, having my son there, he was a little bit younger, a little bit too young to understand what was going on, but still to have that moment with them is probably the best time.
We know how humble and respectful you are of the game and of the people involved, including the managers, but what would it mean for you if you were given that great honor of being the opening day pitcher, or the, you know, opening
the starter?
Starter for the American League.
I can do reporting too, I guess.
Better than me.
No, it would be awesome. I mean, that would be such a thrill. You know, I've always been, you know, been there and seen, you know, the start of the game and just everything that goes into it. And you know, I would be, like I said, I would be thrilled to do that and be honored.
Disappointed that Jose didn't get picked too, since he's, you know, he's got pretty good numbers.
Yeah, that was the first thing I said when I saw that. I mean, if you compare him and I, and you put our numbers back to back, you'd probably have a hard time figuring out who's who, honestly. Other than, you know, wins and losses, but those are things that, you know, you really can't control. But there's not a doubt in my mind he'll be there one day. And I, you know, I thought this year was a year. I mean, he's as good as anybody, and I think, you know, I think you know that too. I mean, I don't think I'm speaking from a biased standpoint when I say that. So, you know, there's not a doubt in my mind he'll be there one day for sure.
You're a leader of this team. You are the leader of this team because of time and what you've accomplished. That hand down from Burley and Canerico to you now. How much pride do you take representing Chicago, the White Sox, their fans, you know, going into this game?
I take a lot of pride. You know, this is more than a jersey. This is more than a name. You know, it's a represent, like you said, it's a representation of a city and of a state and of a fan base. You know, it's crazy for me to think that I'm here now doing this, but especially, you know, looking back on some memories of when I first got here. But you know, it's something that I take pride in. I respect it, and I know what it involves and what it entails, and you know, I look forward to hopefully meeting those standards.
So the record is 5 strikeouts in a row in an All-Star game. We know you've gone away from that perspective, but would it be cool? I mean, it's an All-Star game. Would it be cool just to go and strike out a bunch of guys in that game?
Yeah, I'm not going to reserve anything when I get in there. I fully intend on letting it eat when I get out there. So whenever that is, so. It's hard not to. I mean, you got a packed crowd. You're facing the best, so you better bring it.
Any thoughts on facing pretty much the entire backup lineup if you do start?
Yeah, no, that'd be a little weird, especially, you know, facing them in the next couple of weeks after that. But, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, it is what it is. You can't handle that, but it'll be fun.
Chris, what was that like last year? You know, you get to pitch every year, except last year you had to just sit and watch. What was that like?
I still enjoyed it. I did. You know, pitching in the game makes it a little bit more fun. I think participating makes it kind of the full circle. But don't think I didn't have just as good a time as any that last year and with all that. You know, I got to watch it. You know, I got to almost be a little bit of a fan with a little bit better seat. it didn't take anything away from it. I do think that you get more of a full experience when you participate in it. But I still enjoyed myself.
Robin said that guys that go, especially for the first time, they kind of come away from it with sort of a different, just maybe a feeling about themselves, like, you know, you kind of drive along amongst the elite baseball. Can you kind of relate to that?
Yeah, I mean, in this game, confidence and mindset has a lot more to do with it than ability sometimes. So you can have a lot of people tell you how good you are, but if you don't believe it, it's kind of a wash. So I think, you know, maybe sometimes guys go in there and they start, you know, believing in themselves. You know, a lot of people can believe in you, but when you start believing in yourself and what you do and you have that confidence going forward, I think that's what makes you a better player.
There's a chance it'll be an all Chicago starters for that. Arrieta's got a chance to maybe start for them. How cool would that be for Chicago and the rivalry and everything all about that?
It'd be great for the city, no doubt. Just like if we, you know, got to the end together, it'd be crazy. You know, anything that can promote, you know, something positive for this city, I think I'm in for it. You know, even if, you know, more of their guys are there, you know, they're representing more of it, whatever. But it's still good for the city of Chicago, and you know, just make it a little bit more fun for people in the Midwest to watch the All-Star game.
Thanks, Chris.